Welcome to Yap, yet another podcast. Series 35, episode 6.
Episode 6.
Reviews!
Episode.
My precious! Stop it! I want my precious!
Episode 6.
That's just disgusting. Take your precious where it belongs.
It's been a long day, folks.
Get it off my leg, okay? Drugs are bad, okay? Reviews. Let's review this day.
So far, nutty.
I didn't know I ate that last night. Okay.
Firewire versus USB 2.0. Which one's faster?
Everybody says USB 2.0!
And the correct answer would be...
Nah.
Firewire.
Firewire is definitely faster, and it's simply because USB 480 megabit is burstable up to 480 megabit speeds, where Firewire is sustained 400 megabit. Plus, another thing, all devices on Firewire are smart and know how to use the cable to do 400 megabit all the way across, where USB, from what I understand, is what, 220 megabit?
Yeah.
One way and 220 megabit the other way. Mm-hmm. Another thing that Firewire can do is direct copy from one device to another. So if you have like multiple hard drives, it doesn't even have to, the data doesn't even have to go to the computer and back out. Go directly to the other device.
And you can daisy chain Firewire.
Yep.
That's nice.
Sweet. Totally.
Totally, dude.
Totally,
man. Well, look at the read test. I mean, it tells you right there.
33% faster than USB 2.0 when coupling 5,000 files of 300 megabyte. 160 files at for 650. Total was 70% faster.
And plus, you have to have that famous USB 2.0 port for USB 2.0
yes.
to properly work.
A lot of people still have older computers with USB 1.0, which means you're in dog slow land.
And Microsoft has a convenient way of telling you that this device will operate faster if you can find a USB 2.0 port. Would you like us to help you find one? Because there's not one on your computer. Oh, sorry.
This is not the rant episode, even though
well, it's a review.
here, hold on. It's now time to rant with our co-host, Jared.
I've had enough of this. Have you seen Microsoft lately? Oh my god. Talk about a big turd.
Just the thing about Microsoft is you can polish and polish and polish and it's still going to be a turd.
Yes. Yeah. You can call it by any other name and it's still going to smell like crap.
You may end up with a really nice shiny turd, but it's still a turd.
You know, it could be a table-sized turd, too.
That's true. Oh, yeah. Well, hey.
Maybe that's why the Zune is brown.
They polished it a little too much.
Maybe Zune really means... turd.
Another language.
See, the problem is with the brown Zune, they polished the black one too much.
Polished the black right off.
Exactly.
The brown Zune, like the brown note. Makes you just want to crap yourself. Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir, but we were looking at your color and we found a brown Zune.
Oh. Oops.
Missed it by that much.
Yeah.
Mosey.
That's what you don't want to hear after coming out of the toilet.
Thank you.
That's true.
Let's mosey on.
Let's talk about mosey.
Mosey.
Mosey's cool.
Online backup.
I've been using it for the last week. Michael turned me onto this.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. I kind of got really interested in this when I found out they had a Mac client finally.
I got interested in this when I accidentally erased something.
They also have a Windows client, also. And they've had the Windows client for longer. It's got some very nice capabilities. But you can sign up for free and get 2 gigabytes of space.
2 gig.
30 days worth of backups, also, that the incremental backups that they can keep.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the hardware that would take
Yeah.
To keep all that.
Now, for home users...
Can I go work on that?
That would be awesome.
It's like my off-site backup system in the back has over a terabyte of space on it.
Yes. Can I work on it?
Sure. It's Linux.
Can I work on it?
For $5 a month, if you're a home user or if you want to use a personal credit card...
I want to use your credit card, not mine. Can I use it? Okay.
And then give us the numbers.
Yeah. 4539. Now, if you copied that, you're great.
Okay, I got that. I speak mic, so I know exactly what the number was.
Okay, but anyhow, for $5 a month, you can get unlimited backup space.
Nice.
And it does it in the middle of the night while you're...
Yeah, you can set it to backup after so many minutes of inactivity, and you can also set it to backup in the middle of the night or do both. So, it's very cool. On the Windows side, they do have bandwidth throttling. They don't have that on the Mac side yet. But it's very, very, very cool.
Yes, I like to throttle my Microsoft.
Yes, I know you do, Jared, but I think you like prefer to throttle it in a different way.
Keep that to yourself.
Parallels 3.0. I just bought it. Wickedly cool.
Yeah?
Just recently came out. Now it supports 3D games. To a point, I went and downloaded...
It's DirectX 8.
Yeah.
And it's not 9.
Yeah, and it's not fully supported.
Yeah. They're working on it, but at least they are working on it. It's OpenGL and DirectX support. The big thing that Michael likes, though, snapshots.
Yeah, you could take whatever you're doing, you click snapshot, and it'll make a snapshot of that point in time, and then you just keep on going. If something happens, you can just go back to that snapshot. And it takes you right back to where that point in time was. Exactly. I mean, if you were loading up an app, when you click snapshot, when you restore to that snapshot, it'll continue loading that app.
The other nice thing you can do is you can open a Windows application, a file that's on your Windows desktop, in a Mac application without even having to copy it, and vice versa, which is very handy.
Yeah, when you run Parallels on a Mac, it allows you... It mounts the file system on the Mac, so you can access it too with it.
Yeah.
Nice.
But
it's swank.
3.0 upgrade, very, very, very cool.
And it's too late for now, but you could have gotten it a lot cheaper a while back.
Now this was cool too. The other day when we used this,
yeah,
this was cool.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. Microsoft has built into the Xbox 360 the capability to use Windows Media Center PCs and stream stuff from your Windows Media Center PC to your Xbox 360. What do you do if you got a Mac?
You go get this.
Microsoft would say you're out of luck. But for $20, you can go buy this little program called Kinect 360 that sits there and shares out your iTunes library, non-DRM music in your iTunes library, your iPhoto library, and also movies out of your movies folder, which includes... Windows Media File formats, H.264, and MPEG-4.
Nice.
And you can stream QuickTime trailers off of your Mac that are 1080p to your Xbox 360 over a wired connection, mind you, at a very, very, very nice speed, and you don't notice any slowdown or anything, and it plays beautifully.
It was very nice that day. It was very cool.
And you can browse your Mac pretty easily from it, too. It's not bad.
And then our last thing to review, which was we talked about in episode 5.
Is our Grinder Kenny's Computer Repair Shop. It's our BitBash video.
And what we're going to do here is...
Give you commentary on the video.
Yeah, but we're going to do it this way. Before you go to it, we're going to let you pause the video. Or pause this show, and when we go 3, 2, 1, pause, hit the pause button at the end.
Not yet.
Yeah, and right.
Wait for it.
Or actually, just do this instead of doing that. I'm gonna go 3, 2, 1. You click the Grinder Kenny computer repair. 3, 2, 1. Now. And it may not have worked because I did not go there.
It might take longer for some people to load it than others, so I don't think that's a good idea, Michael.
Nope, it's not.
So we'll do the pause.
Let's find the place to pause it at. Let's pause it.
right when you see the numbers go circle, circle, circle around.
Okay, ready?
You want to hit play right then. 3, 2, pause. No, you don't pause. We want... Let me do it. Okay.
I'm confused.
We're confused.
That's okay. Why you're a Coco. And I'm a Coco.
We want you to pause it right now. And then once you see the numbers disappear, the numbers that go around, around, circle.
Yeah, once you see the 2 disappear.
Yeah. And you hear the beep. It goes boop. Then you want to hit play on your podcast. So... go ahead and pause. Okay, let's see. Here we go. Bit Basher Society.
Here at Grinder Kenny's Computer Upgrade Center, we here have a nice, wonderful computer that needs to be upgraded.
A PC.
Here's one of our special technicians who's got his certification in sledgehammering.
This is Jared.
Irish 43, thank you very much.
First thing we're going to do.
Hey, Papa John's. Got a little Papa John's.
Oh, we did order pizza that day.
Yeah, we did.
We just told him to deliver it out back.
How will we know where you're at? You'll know.
You'll know.
You know, is that a Binford sledgehammer?
I don't know. Ask the king of the sledgehammer over there what it is.
I don't know what kind of sledgehammer
it
is.
It just worked.
It's a damn good sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer 2.0?
An anonymous host of this...
I think it's Sledgehammer 4.0.
An anonymous host of this podcast decided to volunteer his vehicle for pulling duties.
Yeah.
Let's take our computer out for a drag.
Well, we had to speed test it.
Yes.
See what speed it ran at.
And it ran backwards, too.
Yes. Yes.
The greatest thing is, that was the fastest that computer ever ran. Guaranteed.
We did some overclocking testing there.
We overclocked it pretty good. The broom.
Something seems to be rattling around in there.
This is how you take off the cover off your monitor.
It takes some talent to do it.
Oh, that's the easy way, yeah.
And we don't know who this guy is that...
He just showed up.
We have no idea.
He says, hard to get Yago to smash computers. It sounds like fun. Should I join? I said, sure.
Find some other use. Put it back in his case, because there's nothing wrong with his case at all.
Yeah, nothing wrong with case whatsoever.
Oh. That's a bad run.
Well, we figured it out though.
Little trial and error, huh?
Now see, that's what she can do. Beat the heck out of Cure while it's on the run.
There you go.
It increases the speed.
It does. Do more internal work, internal repair.
That was a nice split there.
Still.
It's not that far off, is it? Far enough.
Okay. Yeah. Sir, enough. What's wrong with your computer?
Seems to be something loose inside of it. Really not quite sure what it is.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
It won't boot. Normally I shake my computer around whenever it doesn't do something. I've noticed that there was something loose in it.
Yeah, if you're picking your computer up and you're shaking it to get it to reboot, that should be your first clue. Hello.
He's a certified.
Yeah, if you ever want your hard drive to ever work again, we don't advise you to do this before your tech comes over.
4 minutes of...
Why?
Doesn't boot. Don't pick it up and
don't
shake
it. Don't pick it up and shake it.
Yeah, don't pick it up and shake it.
Now, this is a true story. I went on a call when I worked at a certain place. Yeah, and the end user, I said, what's going on? They said, the fan is making noise. It's like, all right. So what's going on? And she said, watch. She said, started making noise. She took her fist and beat on top of the computer and get it to stop. And my boss told me to do this. Your boss is an idiot. Don't do it again.
Oh, watch. He's, we don't have a key, so
yeah, we're
we
have
got a generic
open
key. That's funny, you don't see this in video. The thing that flies out of this case is a processor.
At one point I picked it up. I picked it up right there.
That's what was loose.
That was what was loose was your processor.
No, this will fix it. 8-pound encryption.
That is security, guys. That's what it's all about.
Security.
Yep. These are our encryption specialists. How many bit encryption are you using?
Yeah.
Well, when you tap 128 bit on four platters, you squish them together, you both fly that, and that's what you get.
What tickle's that?
Yeah, I really got a hard drive.
Fully flexible.
Fully flexible hard drive. Wouldn't that be a floppy drive? Turn a hard drive to a floppy drive. What's funny is that's like
well
months apart from that one shot to the next.
What kind of music is that?
I noticed your clothes changed there.
Yes, I'm quick.
Yeah,
I thought that was a continuity mistake, but
it's not. It was intentional.
He's showing off his mad Superman skills.
Who? Prowler?
It's a little hard on the chair.
It was a little hard on him after a point.
I have put a road rash on the old rump.
Yeah, that day I was not in a good mood.
No, he was ready to smash your computer. I remember that.
I had enough of some clients, and they really hacked me up.
I was in the process of moving, so I did not feel like bashing very much stuff, but I brought furniture and computers for people to bash.
Yes, he sat back and watched.
I took great joy in watching my old wicker furniture die a horrible, painful death.
Well, anybody sitting on it like that, yes.
He kept on yelling at me, go faster!
And if you see anybody like that coming to your house, or sitting in your chair already in your house, leave immediately. Run.
Oh, wicker bashing is too.
Yes, wicker bashing.
Wishbone here.
Yep. I won.
I got the sledgehammer.
Yeah, you win overall. Michael and I won temporarily.
A little cushion surfing.
This is a nighttime speed test. You know, your connection.
It's like I stopped because I had no clue what was going on. I just heard also the laptop or that computer hit the edge on the cement and went flying into there.
Your connection's always faster at night.
Yeah. And he catches it.
Wow, that's a trick.
It's impressive.
Words cannot define this.
This should
man.
Be an Olympic sport.
Bit bashing.
Computer throwing.
Yes. I mean, you have the hammer toss, you might as well have the computer toss, right?
What's funny here is my vehicle was like cockeyed halfway up, and the back wheel was actually off the ground just a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was just sitting there spinning.
Unfortunately, the effect that they were looking for didn't happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you see how I did that?
You see, that was Jedi skills there.
Yeah, mad Jedi
skills. You can tell that Jarrett smashed a lot of computers in his days, because he's, like, damn good at it.
Yes.
I'm the expert.
He goes right for the soft parts, I see that.
I go for the kill, the jugular. Motherboard is no more.
Did anybody notice that none of these are Macs?
No, they're not. And none of them were Linux machines either.
Yep. Who is that guy?
50 yards. At all times.
He tried to freeze the paintballs and shoot them out, and all it would do is rupture inside the gun.
The gun.
Now, we'll leave that one alone.
So you just shot them with normally, and it didn't do anything. That was such a cool explosion, I had to play it backwards.
That was like the best. I mean, if you watch this thing,
all we
the
did,
parts just flew out.
We tied the rope to a pole, another rope to the vehicle, and just gave a little gas.
Yeah, not like a metal pole either. We're talking the big reinforced concrete poles.
Yeah.
This is from an old LAN party.
There was probably like 40 people there.
That was back when all the geeks got together and played a Quake.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Back in the day!
By the way, that was a Wednesday. When people say back in the day, it was on a Wednesday.
And there's me.
Grinder Kenny.
Irish 43.
Hello.
Nexus, I have no idea what he's... I think he's working on motorcycles nowadays.
He gave up on computers, huh?
Yeah.
Long story. Yeah. This guy, we have no idea. It's probably Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I just saw Prowler the other day. Just out of the blue, just saw him.
And there's
at
me.
Home Depot. There's my... There's Tux.
We don't call him Farlander for nothing.
I had that name
there's
long
a crash
before I came
by Windows.
I love that
old blue screen of death.
I like this part. I'll have to turn it up just for y'all to hear this one part. It's kind of quiet.
Say that again.
Microsoft, where do you want to go?
There's our senior technician. Taking a look at more of our troublesome technical problems.
I think we need to use some drag technique.
Drag technique.
We need to see what speed of wind is at.
The song called Praise fit him.
Yeah, fit who? Prowler?
Cole Prowler.
Premiere 6.5.
Wasted about 40 gig.
Oh, God.
That was an awful lot back in the day, though. Nowadays, it doesn't seem like much, folks, but...
Yeah, but it was running on 1.5.
Still, well, I mean, that was, back in the day, 600 gigs of space on that box.
Yeah.
No, I think Xboxes were fast.
This would be a good time for everybody to order a pizza right now, so...
Yeah.
Well, I think this here pretty well. Well, you see here, we smashed 12 computers and 4 monitors.
Yep.
12 fine.
What a smashing way to end the podcast.
Yep.
Please feel free to copy this video.
And this podcast.
And leave your comments, too.
Yep.
Positive. We know where you're coming from.
Yeah. Just thanks to Darth Vader, by the way.
Yeah. Yes. Nice, wonderful comment you left
now,
there.
I do not want to see that second video up there. I just don't.
Oh, God.
Michael,
you'll see that when you go to the website.
Yes, related videos. Don't go to the second video.
Just wow, that's just wrong.
Yeah. It looks wrong. Okay, well...
Woo! Okay, well, till next time, this is the end of the series.
Yay.
I'm your host, Mike Wilhelm.
I'm his co-host, Mike Dunlap.
I'm his co-host, Steve Douglas.
Co-cube, Jared Reed.
Now go do something. Bye.
Well, that was great.
That was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I still want my precious.
Put your precious back up.
Oh, he's not on. There he goes.
I said put your precious back up. Leave it up. I don't want to see
it. I'm hungry.
Food? Food?
Food? Food.
I'm going to go program.
Food. Food. I'll get some food I can go zoom later on.
Zune or squirt?
I gotta go take a Zune.
You gotta go take a Zune and squirt.
I had the.
You have to go squirt a Zune. There we go.
The squirty Zune.
I like that.
I had the squirty Zune. Hey, man, I gotta go squirt a Zune, dude.
Really? Can I come on? No.
Oh, the marketing people.
Developers!
Welcome to the social!